As you listen to this programme, there's just a chance that on top of my words you might hear another programme or some sort of interference. Now let me hasten to add that this isn't the fault of your radio station, or even for that matter, your radio set. It's just that there are far too many radio stations in the world to give each a separate frequency or wavelength on the dial. So inevitably there's been competition among the countries of the world for frequencies, not only for broadcasting but for emergency services,
radio telephones,
wavelengths are allocated by large international conferences which are held every 10 years under the control of an international body called the International Telecommunication.
Well, the supply is finite, it's limited, you cannot introduce new frequencies, but certainly...
Nasty.
We are being assailed on all sides by new technologies.
What's in it for the commercial radio stations?
To speak, to be heard, and to be published is guaranteed by Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights has come under threat in Thailand, despite Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra's frequent boasts that Thailand has the freest media in Southeast Asia.
Club in Canberra, 1 minute till start of the press club lunch today.
Flicky Dicky, Flicky Dicky, this is November Alpha Mike 444. Are you on channel, break?
Hey, Roger, there's the Flicky Dicky here and a very good signal from you. Can I have the handle there, please?
The handle for Romeo Oscar Bravo, break.
Roger there, Rob. Yes, well, a good signal and 10-4 on that. The signal's coming in quite well here, which is quite good considering it's quite a long distance, of course, and there's quite a bit of noise around today, but quite a good signal from you. Go ahead.
What's in it for the commercial radio stations?
Listen, some parts of the radio spectrum are allocated on a world basis and others on a regional basis.
Thank you.
campaign for public access in South Korea began as an idea advocated by a group of activists and professors. With the advent of Kim Dae-jung's administration in 1998, liberal ideas were given more opportunities for their expression, and in 2000, a new broadcasting law was passed, which was essentially a neoliberalist gift to the telecommunication conglomerates, but with a few concessions to the demands of a more participatory media system movements. The new law required the Korean Broadcasting System, the major national public broadcaster, to run programs produced by viewers. However, very few details were specified in the legislation. The Ministry of Culture was given the responsibility for turning this vague concept into reality, but the ministry rather arbitrarily decided that 100 minutes per month was more than adequate.
The concern I have, of course, is that Commercial Radio Australia convinced the government that they should be allocated all of the spectrum, what is in effect a land grab. What they will do with it, of course, is then sit on it, simulcasting exactly the same programming that's going out on analog FM and AM at the moment, providing no value add or innovative incentive for listeners to take up the technology, and in 5 or 6 years' time turn around and say, well, there you go, we told you so, nobody wants it. Indeed, the TV model here in Australia has done exactly that.
Space as well, as are community stations, as are the many, many narrowcasters that are out there operating on low-cost licences to niche audiences, admittedly.
Thank you.
number of offshore radio stations operated from the South China Sea, mainly for political purposes, and these include Voice of the People's Liberation Army, Radio Flash, The October Storm, Reader Fusion Central, Popular of Peking. In 1990 to 1991, the other offshore radio stations intended for a Chinese audience made news in the world's press. One of them was Radio Tiananmen, a station that was to be based aboard the MV Sahara that had been the former home of Radio New York International that broadcast briefly during two consecutive years in the late 1980s from an anchorage off Jones Beach, New York. The idea was to anchor the ship in international waters off the northeast coastline of the USA and to broadcast on behalf of the thousands of Chinese students studying in the USA in support of their fellow students who had demonstrated in Tiananmen Square. The idea faltered when the backers were told that the United States government would oppose an independent political station of this type.
The government, they're the custodians of the airwaves, which in theory the general public owns.
A few years ago, the BBC and European broadcasters hoped to reduce the space occupied by each broadcasting station down to 8 kilohertz in the medium wave. At that time, Europe was using 9 and America was using 10. But in the end, because the third world countries didn't feel that this was a priority, it was all thrown out, and the world is now left with a 9 kilohertz spacing, whereas we could have squeezed in some more stations by using 8.
What's in it for the commercial radio stations?
What's the best present for Mum this Christmas? Oh, a new digital clock radio.
ถูกเพียงหุ้นละ3 บาทแล้วลูกหนี้และผู้ค้ำประกันยังต้องชำระหนี้ที่เหลือให้แก่เจ้าหนี้ทั้งหมดถือว่าไม่เป็นธรรมเพราะเอาหนี้คืนแล้วยังเอาบริษัทไปด้วยลูกหนี้และผู้ถือหุ้นเดิม
ไม่ต้องการสิครับ
themselves well, but in a large market, some teachers and board of conferences now be witness to immediacy. Along with you, the San Manila Fala, you from the combination of the Metropolitan Fala, the Messies, is
regardless of who is in power in this country, the inevitability of the privatisation, make sure that there is no artificial or technological limitations imposed by legislation on the emergence of new service providers. And there needs to be a balance, and we recognise that balance, and we will meet the demands. But one of the things we're surely going to be for consumers, a greater range of choice, be a far greater menu from which people will be able to choose to watch. There'll be more niche players, more narrowcasting type services, specialist subscription radio services, and in a sense, paid TV is the first major area of alternative type broadcasting that's emerging. In my view, the forward technology of digital technology...
What has turned nasty is that we have very big, powerful media players who want the government to make very different kinds of decisions about how people get access to what we're calling the digital spectrum.
When we change the way we deliver television to move to digital transmission, you'll be able to do that with effectively much less of the spectrum.
ยามจะได้ได้ให้เป็นไม่เป็นทุกข์ยามจะเป็นเป็นให้ถูกตามวิถียามจะตายตายให้เป็นเห็นสุตติถ้าอย่างนี้ไม่มีทุกข์ทุกวันเอ่ยก็ขอนอบน้อมต่อพระรัตนตรัยคือพระพุทธเจ้าพระธรรมและพระสงฆ์ขอความผาสุกความสวัสดีในธรรมจงบังเกิดมีแก่ท่านสาธุชนทุกท่านขณะนี้ท่านกำลังสดับรับฟังรายการแสงธ ายการโดยธรรมภาพพระมหาโชทัศนิโยจากวัชนสงครามคณะสิทธิ์เขตพระนครกรุงเทพมหานคร
Thailand's new emergency decree gives the Prime Minister vast powers to censor any news he deems a security threat or an upset to the Thai public morale. A Thai court hears criminal defamation charges brought by the powerful Shin Corp against a media reform activist, a case that has significant impacts on the climate of public discourse in the country. The district administration office in Nepal instructs members of the media to falsify news in favor of the government, which since February 1, 2005 has been under the absolute power of the king. The order follows a notice from the Ministry of Information and Communication to the effect that all and any media reports opposing the takeover by the king have been banned. The arrest and detention of large numbers of Democrats, human rights activists, journalists and students have thus not been reported. All independent media have been silenced. As such, journalists have taken to reading out news and current affairs via public address systems from various rooftops to an information-hungry community.
Thank you.